with SRN News, I'm John Scott. Poland and its NATO allies shooting down Russian drones as Russia launched aerial attacks on Ukraine. BBC correspondent Adam Easton is in Warsaw.
Both Polish jets and Dutch jets, which are stationed currently in Poland as part of the NATO air policing exercise, were scrambled. They tracked some of these drones that violated Polish airspace on radar, and they shot down those drones, which were deemed to be a threat. We don't know how many. We know that Polish police have discovered a damaged drone in a village not that far from the Belarusian border, not the Ukrainian border.
Regarding another battlefront, President Trump says he was not notified in advance of Israel's attack on Hamas leaders in Qatar. Tuesday's strike on a building in Doha. Former Vice President Kamala Harris says Joe Biden's reelection decision should not have been left to him. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
In her new book, Harris says it was recklessness for Democrats to leave it to President Biden to decide whether to continue seeking another term last year. According to an excerpt published in The Atlantic, the former VP writes that the stakes were simply too high for the 81-year-old Biden to make that choice. Despite her criticism of Biden's decision to run again, Harris defends his ability to do the job, saying he would get tired but was not incapacitated. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A charter plane has left for the U.S. to bring back Korean workers detained in an immigration raid in Georgia, a total of 475 workers. More than 300 of them South Koreans rounded up at the September 4th raid. It happened at a battery factory under construction at Hyundai's sprawling auto plant west of Savannah. This is SRN News. The NRB coming to Washington.
Officials with the National Religious Broadcasters are establishing an office on Capitol Hill. NRB CEO Troy Miller says, quote, "This is more than a new office. It is a permanent presence for Christian communication in Washington. Our new headquarters ensures that Christian media will continue to have a seat at the table for generations to come." Evangelicals are strong supporters of President Trump, and some Christian ministries are expanding their presence in Washington. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The New Orleans Archdiocese has agreed to a $230 million proposed settlement for survivors of sexual abuse by Catholic priests. The agreement paves the way for a final resolution to years-long negotiations amid a series of similar settlements by the Catholic Church. The New Orleans Archdiocese has filed for bankruptcy in May 2020 rather than handle each abuse claim separately. This is SRN News. A federal court says Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook can keep her job, at least for now.
Last month, Trump said he was firing Cook over allegations raised by one of his appointees that she committed mortgage fraud. Cook's lawyers have argued her firing was unlawful because presidents can only remove Fed governors for cause. That's typically meant inefficiency, neglect of duty, or malfeasance while in office. The allegations involve Cook's purchase of two properties in 2021 before she joined the Fed. Trump's repeatedly criticized the traditionally independent Fed and Chair Jerome Powell for being too slow to lower interest rates. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Boston Mayor Michelle Wu has advanced in Tuesday's preliminary election. Wu is the city's first Asian and female leader. She'll face Josh Kraft, a nonprofit leader and son of New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft. More details at SRNnews.com.